presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
The Independent.
January 19, 8:07 America, New York. Barking dog helps rescue Hawaii hiker after 200-foot fall. A missing hiker was found nearly 200 feet below the trail and airlifted to safety after her barking dog caught the attention of bystanders. Copyright, Google Maps.
The Independent.
January 19, 8:04 America, New York. Nikki Haley attacks prospect of Trump-Biden rematch. We have a country in disarray and a world on fire. Do we really want to have two 80-year-olds running for president? Former U.S. ambassador asks at New Hampshire town hall. Copyright, CNN. Wall Street Journal World News.
January 19, 8:03 America, New York. Spirit Airlines looking to refinance $1.1 billion in debt. Spirit Airlines said it was considering refinancing $1.1 billion in debt due in 2025.
WorldCBSNews.com.
January 19, 8:02 America, New York. Woman accused of killing pro-war blogger in cafe faces 28 years in prison. Daria Tripova, 26, admitted giving Vladlen Totoski the object but said she believed it had contained a hidden listening device, not a bomb.
PowerPost.
January 19, 8:01 America, New York. Climate change raises pressure on Biden to keep workers cooler. OSHA may not finish a national heat standard for construction crews, warehouse workers and others until after the presidential election. Some Democrats want the agency to speed up.
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 19, 8:01 America, New York. It's amazing how many Americans think they live in the Midwest when they don't. You betcha. Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Arkansas, and other states have surprising numbers of citizens who say they're Midwesterners. Others are baffled. Who are you people?
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 19, 8:00 America, New York. We asked AI to draft a business plan. Here's what we got. Well, let's just say artificial intelligence wouldn't be a bad place for an entrepreneur to start. But it's hardly ready for prime time.
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 19, 8:00 America, New York. Tennis's next superstar, a former ski champ, cheered by singing carrots. An Australian Open conversation with Italy's Jannik Sinner, a fierce challenger to Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz, supported by a costumed fan brigade called the Kuroda Boys.
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 19, 8:00 America, New York. Guys, want to look cooler, and possibly more chiseled? Try these glasses. On men, this counterintuitive frame shape skews cheeky and rebellious. Mirror World News.
January 19, 7:45 America, New York. Relationship coach scammed me of over 5,000 pounds. He's exploited women across the world. Wendy Slater hit rock bottom when 5,300 pounds was taken from her account by a relationship coach she'd found online. And she's not the only woman who has felt exploited by controversial love expert Jake Maddock.
Fox World News.
January 19, 7:29 America, New York. NATO to hold largest military exercises in decades, involving around 90,000 personnel. NATO is set to launch its largest military exercises in decades involving around 90,000 personnel. The drills aim to demonstrate NATO's capability to defend its territory up.
Time.
January 19, 7:29 America, New York. Tata Steel announces plans to cut 2,800 jobs at UK's biggest steelworks. London. Indian firm Tata Steel announced Friday it will close both blast furnaces at its plant in Port Talbot, Wales, eliminating 2,800 jobs, as part of plans to make its unprofitable UK.
Fox World News.
January 19, 7:28 America, New York. Sri Lanka drug crackdown leads to more than 40,000 arrests, drawing criticism from UN. Sri Lankan authorities have conducted a crackdown on drugs, resulting in the arrest of over 40,000 people. The operation has drawn criticism from the United Nations.
RT World News. January 19, 7:26 America, New York. UK Prime Minister says he will ignore international law. Rishi Sunak is prepared to defy European human rights laws to deport migrants to Africa. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has refused to back down over the controversial policy of sending illegal immigrants to Rwanda, saying on Thursday that he was prepared to ignore an international law that imposes a temporary injunction on deportations.